Welcome back to the Roundtable. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss Franz Schubert.
Of course, Yehuda Hanani, Close Encounters with Music, and you do that so well, but you and I often talk about Schubert, and I always use the Tom Lehrer line, which is Schubert said, "Take me to your leader." So,
Alan.
Yeah. So you've chosen Schubert as your next project. How come?
Well, I'm in love with Schubert. Schubert for me is one of those amazing phenomena. It's a miracle. Schubert is really it's impossible to explain. And my next recording project is with Elliot Fiske, the very well-known guitarist.
And you've done a lot with him.
Yes, we've played before, and we decided to do a CD of cello and guitar music, and there is not much written for it. So we have commissioned a work by Robert Beezer, who is a very distinguished American composer. And the rest is going to be arrangements of pieces for voice, because the cello is primarily a singing instrument, and some other works that work for guitar and cello. So these days I'm totally immersed in arranging and rewriting Schubert's music.
Well, how do you do that? You sit down and you tell everybody, you tell your wonderful wife Hannah to leave you alone, and you sit down and you start to take voice and make it into cello.
We have taken a few songs that work. You know, you have to consider the piano part more than the vocal line. The vocal line can be duplicated on the cello more easily than an entire piano part on the guitar. So you have to see what is idiomatically adaptable to guitar playing.
Is some of the piano stuff too hard?
Yes, some of it involves too many runs and chords, and after all, the pianists can produce 10 notes, as many fingers as you have. That's as many notes as you can produce at the time.
Now, we started with a very bad joke, the Tom Lehrer joke about "Take Me to Your Leader," but he was famous for Leader, right?
Yes, I want to tell you a little bit about Schubert because it's so phenomenal. You know, there was almost no Schubert. He was, it all went into the music. He was shy, very, very shy, very insignificant looking, short and schleppy.
Sounds a little like me.
Thick glasses. Your glasses are not as thick as Schubert's. Mm-hmm. Unlike most composers, he was not a virtuoso pianist. He was not a virtuoso instrumentalist, so he could not promote his own music. Like Mozart on the violin and the keyboard, and Bach on the organ, and Liszt and Chopin and Mendelssohn were all virtuoso pianists. So was pretty much unnoticed throughout his life. He was born in 1797, died at 31 years old. So
that's when they died in those days.
Not all.
Not Benjamin Franklin.
His father was a schoolmaster, and of course, he was not cut. He could not possibly follow his father's footsteps. So he would run up to the attic, hide, and read the early Romantic poets, you know, Schiller and Goethe, and those early Romantic voices of
Sounds
German.
Painful.
not to him. And hundreds of these poems he set to music eventually. Age 20, he leaves home. And for the remaining 11 years of his life, he occupies no position, has no address, and
he's homeless.
How
does he survive?
So he lives with friends, just move from one place to another, and they provide him with the music paper and writing, and that's what he does. He just totally immerses himself in composing. Now, at age 25, he contracted syphilis, which in those days, of course, was
fatal.
It was incurable. And during the remaining 6 years of his life, he writes the greatest music that we can imagine, with the certainty of death just hovering over him.
Do we know how he got the syphilis? Did he go with prostitutes?
We know that he was fascinated. He was interested, and he formed great affection and great infatuations with men younger than him. But the fact that he died of syphilis tells us that he also was capable of relating to women. So he dies at 31. He is completely oblivious of the immortal name that he's going to leave behind.
He doesn't know he's going to be famous.
No, not at all. He was completely ignored by the music establishment of the day. And he didn't own a piano. Can you imagine that? So he dies, and his possessions at his death are his clothing, his bedding, and a pile of music valued at 10 florins. This is Schubert. And everything else...
What's a florin worth?
Florin is $1 or so, uh-huh. Yeah. So the rest is, of course, the sublime music that he leaves us behind. But, you know, even had he died at the age of 18, after having written 200 songs, he would have been remembered as an epoch-making songwriter.
And who decided that he was a genius and that he should be heard?
Who decided that he was a genius?
Yeah, in other words, this stuff could have been at the bottom of an attic somewhere, or as a homeless person could have never been out there. How did it get determined that Schubert was a genius and somebody we should listen to?
Oh, you mean because he was ignored during his lifetime?
Yes. Exactly.
That's a very good question, Alan.
Thank you. That's why I'm here. In any case, let's listen to music.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I'm not a big Schubert fan, only in that I don't like vocal music that much, but I can't wait to hear your transliterations of the way in which it sounds on the guitar and on the and the cello.
Thank you. I look forward to it. I'll bring you a CD to the station. I want to tell you about one song that he wrote, his very first song.
Now,
yeah, you know, Schubert wrote more than 600 songs.
Yes.
So it's an astounding number of songs. Even for a person who had a nice, long, productive life,
yeah,
this output is
huge.
Very, very few people equaled what Schubert did in those 11 years that he had of
creativity.
I think
it's more than Elvis.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay. So you had one more story you wanted to tell
Well,
us.
Well, the miracle of Schubert begins with his very first song, which he wrote when he was 17. And the song is called Gretchen am Spinnrad, Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel. And this is the story of Gretchen from Faust by Goethe.
Of course.
The story of the young woman who... By the way, Goethe was born, just to give you an idea how of the brevity of Schubert's life, Goethe was born 40 years before Schubert and outlived him by 4 years.
Just
to give you an idea how little time he had to be productive. So the story is the story of Faust. Faust seduces Gretchen, this pure, innocent kid. Faust, of course, is empowered by the devil. He made a pact with Mephistopheles, and he regained his youth and his ability to do whatever he wishes. It's based on a true historical figure that was in the 1500s. So she's sitting, back to Gretchen, she's sitting by the spinning wheel.
Yeah.
And she is thinking about this uneasy, uncomplicated passion that she has for Faust. The piano part is imitating the constant mechanical spinning, the incessant spinning of the spinning wheel.
Yeah.
This is, by the way, true minimalism, unlike today's minimalism. That's the real minimalism. Schubert is the father of minimalism.
Interesting.
And above this whirling sound of the spinning wheel, which of course reflects the inner turmoil of the girl, her agitation, the vocal line goes up and down in waves, and she's thinking of Faust, his gait, the way he walks, his eyes, the touch of his hand, and there's a constant accelerando, agitation in the music, and then his kiss, sein Kuss, and her heart stops, and the music stops, and there's a silence, and this silence is the loudest moment in the song. It's astonishing, and then slowly she starts the wheel turning again and concludes the song.
Are you fluent in German?
I understand some. And I learned German through Schubert's Lieder.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I wanted to understand what he was trying to do musically. And in order to do so, I had to understand the text.
So what are we going to hear now?
So let's listen to Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel.
Ist schwer, ich finde sie nimmer und nimmer mehr. Wo ich ihn nicht hab, ist mir das Grab, die ganze Welt ist mir verhängt.
That was Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.